This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
It's time now for the Sports Medicine and Fitness Show, brought to you by the American College of Sports Medicine. Here's Melanie Cole.
Hey, we're talking with Neil Pyer about the different fitness programs. So, Neil, what is CrossFit?
CrossFit is a method, if you will, an exercise method that is highly popular right now. It's actually been around. The first I heard of CrossFit was back around 2005, and it had been around. It had first been developed as a training method or a training philosophy for law enforcement, military, your Navy SEALs types of guys that were looking to take it to that next level. Generally speaking, already fit. Generally speaking, very tough-minded. These are the guys that will be bleeding and then continue on. that type of philosophy. And it carries through today, even, where you'll see a lot of, I'm assuming, tongue-in-cheek comments written on there. You know, they have a big whiteboard where they write the workout of the day and that kind of thing on the wall for people to see and follow. But you'll see little comments like, work till you puke, or you're sort of endorsed to meet Pukey the Clown, or Dr. Rabdo. Dr. Rabdo is not seen as a bad thing. It's actually seen as, sort of your badge of courage, if you will.
Wow.
It's a highly intense workout. They're short, take about 10, 15 minutes to complete a workout.
So people like
do
that.
It repeatedly. And I'll give you an example. Typically, there's a workout of the day, and oftentimes they actually name them after women's names or famous military guys. And, for example, there's the Barbara, which is five circuits of 20 pull-ups, 30 push-ups, 40 sit-ups, and 50 bodyweight-only squats. They're performed in order, and you do five in a row with three-minute rests in between each circuit. So, it's highly intense. If you've never done anything like this before, they're very hard to do.
Is there an instructor, Neil, that keeps an eye on you?
There are two ways to do this. If you can be a CrossFit follower and go to their website, look at the workout of the day, and do it on your own. If you're going to do it on your own, you got to make sure that you know what you're doing. That your wits are with you, where you know how to squat, you know how to do a push-up, how to do a burpee, or whatever the exercise is that they're telling you to do. Do it correctly and don't get hurt. Or you can go to one of their CrossFit facilities where there typically is a coach or a trainer. Keep in mind that the requirements of the coach really is to be CrossFit quote-unquote certified, which means they're familiar with CrossFit, they know how to do CrossFit, they're typically CrossFit aficionados, and really out of their minds about CrossFit. They're really passionately out there believing CrossFit is the answer to every fitness endeavor, every fitness need.
Now, some of the CrossFit, Neil, involve some of these like TRX. They involve what, a little bit of cardio? Is it mostly strength? What is it?
You know what? There are typical exercises that are used, but generally speaking, they're very basic movements. They involve pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups, burpees or squat. We used to call them squat thrusts back when we were kids. Sit-ups, squats. They involve Olympic lifts like the snatch or a clean and jerk. They involve plyometrics, where you're doing jumps up onto a box. Now, it's not the nature of each individual exercise that gives it its edge, if you will. It's the fact that you do a set amount of work back to back to back to back to back, they require a certain amount of skill or ability that as you're going and you're fatiguing, you're actually diminishing your ability to do these things. So you can picture going through, like, you're doing pull-ups, you do 20 pull-ups, then you do 20 push-ups, then you're doing box jumps where you jump up onto a box that's 36, 48 inches, whatever the height is, and you're always being challenged by the height. But by the third time around, because you're doing five consecutive sets, you're pooped. You're going to jump up onto a box that's 40 inches up off the ground, and you're, like, ready to drop. It's challenging, very challenging. And, again, the mentality is my main concern, the mentality that being, you know, do it until you drop mentality, which is a little scary for a lot of people. So you really want to make sure, you know, it's not for the weak at heart, if you will. And you really need to be fit to some degree before you can get into that type of circuit or interval type of, and it's not even interval, it's a circuit. The intervals are, you know, 200 repetitions each.
And what does unbroken mean?
Rest in between.
Okay? They use the word unbroken.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? That means you don't stop?
Yeah, you just continue until you do break. you know, the biggest thing is starting slowly, gradually increasing the intensity of each workout, which is difficult to do if here's your workout of the day. Go do it. You know, and you're pushed to do it. So if you're a beginner and you have to do 100 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, it might take you an hour and a half to complete that if you're going to actually do that particular workout and complete it. Once you're fit, you can probably maybe do it in 30 minutes. Once you're fit and then some, you can actually follow the protocol. So it's a very high intense exercise program. You need to make sure you're very hydrated. You avoid exercising in hot and humid environments. And you need to really make sure that you're up to it, quote unquote.
Now, since this is so popular, are you hearing about people getting injured? Are you hearing about any, I mean, is there an injury rate that goes along with this?
The reason I actually heard of CrossFit back in 2005, there was a feature article in the New York Times that documented the first rhabdomyolysis case from CrossFit. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was a police officer, a law enforcement guy, you know, took it to the max and then some. And rhabdomyolysis is literally the breakdown of muscle tissue due to physical stress, physical work. And then the kidneys just are just bombarded with all this protein. And technically it's kidney failure and from the breakdown of muscle. And so it's a very serious condition, not to get too technical. It's a very serious condition and is life-threatening. And that's why it was a feature article in the New York Times. And that was my first time I heard about CrossFit. So it was always out there, not as a cult thing, but it was always a very specialized exercise program that never really became mainstream. Now it's growing for a couple of reasons. Number one, it does have a group dynamic. I know we're talking about group exercise programs like boot camp. It has a group dynamic, which is always great because you have peer support. I know we're always dealing with peer pressure. Now we have peer support when you're exercising in a group. And there really is a camaraderie that's built around that environment. When you go to one of these CrossFit centers, you know, the people cheer for you, and they're pushing you along and pushing you along. It's the pushing that concerns me with a lot of people that try the program. But the group dynamic is one thing. The fact that you have immediate gratification, that means the goal of CrossFit really is to complete the workout and complete it in a personal best time. So your full workouts are timed. So let's complete this in 15 minutes. And if the last time you did it in 15:08 and now you did it in 14:43, yeah, personal best. I did it better. So you have the the immediate gratification of completing it, not waiting 12 weeks before you lose 6 pounds, which is typically what you might experience if you're actually following an exercise program in a health club environment and doing it, and your goal is weight loss. You don't have to wait for that success. Success is immediate. You have the team camaraderie. You have the performance-based thing where you, again, feel like efficacious. You feel like you got something done. You did it. Aha. You know, I jumped 40 inches 10 times, whatever the goal was for the exercise.
So it's kind of a way of motivating yourself, people helping you get motivated. It's something that you sort of have to be fit to do. But, you know, this is all great information. Stay tuned because we have more of the same coming up. Don't go away.